What if an entire civilization existed just beneath the streets of New York City? 11-year-old Gregor discovers exactly this when he and his 2-year-old sister Boots fall through a grate in their apartment building's laundry room. Their unexpected plunge takes them to the Underland, a vast subterranean world populated by pale-skinned humans with violet eyes who ride on giant bats, and where cockroaches, rats, and spiders have evolved into intelligent, talking creatures. This hidden realm exists in a perpetual twilight, illuminated by phosphorescent stones that cast an otherworldly glow across towering stone cities and treacherous caverns. The humans live primarily in Regalia, a majestic city with organic architecture that seems to grow from the stone itself. Their society revolves around prophecies left centuries ago by their founder, Bartholomew of Sandwich, who led 800 followers underground in the 1600s. These prophecies, carved into stone walls throughout the city, are treated with religious reverence and guide the Underlanders' most crucial decisions. For Gregor, this accidental discovery isn't just a bizarre adventure. It's potentially the answer to his family's greatest mystery. His father disappeared over 2 years ago, leaving Gregor to help care for his grandmother and sister while his mother works multiple jobs. When he learns his father might be held prisoner in the Underland, what began as a terrifying fall becomes a desperate rescue mission with implications far beyond his family's reunion. Before falling into the Underland, Gregor managed adult responsibilities, changing Boots' diapers, monitoring his grandmother's medication, and stretching the family budget while his mother worked double shifts. Though his father had mysteriously disappeared, Gregor refused to believe he'd been abandoned. In the Underland, the prophecy of Gray predicts an overland warrior leading a dangerous quest. Despite insisting he's just a kid who avoids fights, the Underlanders unanimously identify him as this prophesied hero, thrusting even greater responsibilities upon him. What truly transforms Gregor is discovering his Rager abilities, a rare genetic talent making him lethal in combat. His body moves with instinctive precision during battle, a skill both protective and disturbing. After one fight, he learns he was smiling during the slaughter, questioning his identity. This conflict between the peaceful boy he was and the warrior he's becoming forms his journey's emotional core. "I never could have returned to normal life in the Overland after becoming a killer," Gregor realizes, acknowledging that war leaves scars that never fully heal. The Underland challenges Gregor's notions of friendship. His most surprising relationship forms with Ripred, an intelligent, battle-scarred rat who teaches him echolocation fighting. Despite his harsh exterior, Ripred shows unexpected tenderness toward Gregor's anxious sister Lizzie, telling her that being afraid is nothing to be ashamed of, compassion stemming from his own family tragedy. Gregor also bonds with the cockroaches, particularly Temp, whose seemingly simple speech patterns mask profound wisdom and selfless dedication to Boots, whom they revere as royalty. Most significant is Gregor's connection with Eris, a bat shunned after his human's betrayal. They form a sacred bond. "Our life and death are one, we two. In dark, in flame, in war, in strife, I save you as I save my life." This cross-species partnership becomes one of the story's most powerful relationships, demonstrating how trust can emerge from betrayal and loyalty transcend traditional allegiances. As Gregor becomes entangled in the Underland's conflicts, he witnesses war's devastating consequences. Colin shows how violence transforms everyone, with beloved characters dying brutal deaths. Tick, Pandora, and Eris, creating painful voids in the narrative and our hearts. The Underland's history mirrors our world's darkest moments. Sandwich poisoned diggers' water to steal their land, echoing colonial atrocities. Later, Gregor watches the Bane force mice into a volcanic pit, their desperate cries haunting him afterward. Moral complexity emerges when Gregor learns humans created a plague as a biological weapon against rats. This shatters his simplistic worldview. Humans aren't inherently good, nor rats inherently evil. As Hazard notes, humans are called killers in most Underland languages. Hamnet, who abandoned fighting after accidentally causing a dam break that killed many innocents, believes the least amount of violence used, the better. His self-imposed exile and tragic end demonstrate the price of choosing conscience over duty in a world defined by conflict. Against the backdrop of war and prophecy, tender relationships provide emotional anchors in the chaos. The gradually developing romance between Gregor and Luxa evolves from mutual irritation, her royal arrogance clashing with his practical nature, to deep respect and eventually love through shared dangers and losses. Their romance faces seemingly insurmountable obstacles, Luxa's responsibilities to her people and Gregor's family waiting in the Overland. Yet in stolen moments, dancing at a birthday party, sharing a first kiss before battle, they forge a connection that transcends their circumstances. Their final exchange of "I love you" carries the weight of all they've shared and must sacrifice. The series also explores how chosen family can be as powerful as blood relations. Lux's adoption of her half-Overlander cousin Hazard and Howard's promise to watch over Luxa demonstrate how loyalty creates familial bonds where none existed before. These relationships provide both emotional relief from war's darkness and motivation to fight for a future where connections might someday transcend the boundaries between worlds. The Underland Chronicles culminates with a profound question. Can centuries-old cycles of violence ever truly end? The answer emerges when Gregor breaks Sandwich's sword, symbolically rejecting the pattern of retaliation that has defined Underland history. This act is followed by Luxa and Ripred forming an unprecedented bond between humans and Gnars, swearing to defend each other to death. Their sacred vow demonstrates that breaking violent cycles requires more than treaties. It demands genuine connection across differences. The series reveals that enemies aren't defined by species, but by choices. When individuals form relationships based on mutual respect, like Gregor and Temp, Ripred and Lizzie, or Luxa and Hazard, they build bridges across seemingly unbridgeable divides. Collins avoids a simplistic happy ending. Peace remains fragile, dependent on individuals choosing reconciliation over revenge. The broken sword offers not guaranteed harmony, but the possibility of a different path forward, acknowledging both the difficulty and necessity of breaking destructive patterns. Returning to the Overland, Gregor bears both visible and invisible scars, battle marks he must hide, and internal estrangement as he struggles to reintegrate into a world unaware of his underground journey. Though Mrs. Cormacci offers understanding, Gregor knows she cannot truly comprehend his experiences. His family's planned move to Virginia promises a fresh start, yet he questions whether physical distance can truly sever his Underland connection. In the final scenes, Gregor watches his sisters play while contemplating humanity's capacity for both violence and peace. When Boots gives him her toy bat, representing Ares, and correctly pronounces his name, this small moment suggests healing might be possible. The Underland Chronicles ultimately argues that confronting darkness, whether literal caverns or shadows within ourselves, is essential for growth. Gregor emerges with wisdom about the darkness and light existing in us all, reminding us that even in our darkest moments, we can choose connection over division.